Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Detectives from the Sheriff's Office are currently investigating a melee that occurred at a party at 591 Cannibal Island Road in Lolita on Saturday night into early Sunday morning. When deputies first responded, it was because of a noise complaint, but when they were called out at around 3 a.m. on Sunday, they were now dealing with several stab wound victims and several fights taking place.
We believe there's at least two other victims out there that they're trying to locate and get statements out of them, possibly even more. So it's quite an investigation for the detectives on this, trying to actually piece together this puzzle to find out what happened.
Deputies had to provide medical attention as well as break up fights, and a motive for the fighting and for the stabbings has yet to be determined, although two men, 20-year-old Curtis Day of Rio Dell and 19-year-old Aaron Eubanks, were arrested on attempted murder charges and booked into jail.
At this point, they're trying to look into exactly what triggered the fight. They do know it started off with a couple of individuals, but it rapidly grew. And at one point, estimates are as many as 30 people were fighting, and as many as 100 people were at the party. When deputies got there, there was numerous victims down on the ground at that point, several with stab wounds, and they were trying to figure out who did what and where while there's still fights going on.
Detectives are still investigating people who were present at the party, which was supposed to be just a gathering of family and friends. But after the location was posted on social media, dozens of others soon showed up, and violence soon broke out. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a vandalism incident at the Eureka City Schools Corporation Yard on 14th Street sometime between Saturday night and Sunday. 15 school buses were severely damaged by vandals, including having the windows broken out and fire extinguishers sprayed inside the buses. The initial estimate of damage is $10,000, but that will almost certainly rise as the city pays for repairs and to have the buses inspected and certified for use by the state. Anyone with information about the vandalism or the suspects is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. Arcata police arrested two people on Friday night. Two individuals who were the target of an ongoing drug sales investigation. Officers arrested the two at the Uniontown Shopping Center and then served a search warrant at their residence in the 2400 block of I Street. Officers found heroin, methamphetamine, prescription drugs, and materials associated with drug sales, including sales records, scales, and packaging materials. The two arrested individuals have not been identified by police, and they were booked into county jail on several charges, charges that could be enhanced because of the proximity of their residence to an elementary school. A ballot initiative to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes in California failed in the June primary, but the County Department of Public Health continues to push for tobacco-free environments. The department has teamed up with the Humboldt Crabs to promote tobacco-free playing fields at youth sport leagues throughout Humboldt County. The Crabs went tobacco-free in 2005, no smoking in the stands and no chewing in the dugouts, and this year Major League Baseball also instituted a ban on the use of tobacco on the field and in front of fans and spectators. The goal now is to ensure that colleges, high schools, and youth leagues follow the lead. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna City Council held a special public hearing this afternoon to discuss the 2012-2013 fiscal year budget. The council is looking to close a deficit in its general fund, as city manager Dwayne Riggi explains.
Most of the focus of this budget, at least the reason the city has been spending, the council has been spending so much time working on it, is the stress that we have in our general fund, and that came about not because of the city's handling of our funding and budget, was the elimination of our redevelopment agency, and that has caused quite a bit of stress in our general fund. When I talk about stress, we're going to have to downsize by at least $500,000 in expenditures.
The cuts mean that empty positions in city departments will go unfilled, including public safety.
The focus of the city council has been as to policy decisions as to where they're going to do that. We've down downsize the police department, and those positions that are not going to be filled have been emptied by attrition, so there's no one that's being dismissed, but we're going to have a police department of 15 sworn officers, which includes the chief, which is a reduction of 3, which is fairly significant for a small little town.
The council also discussed the fees each city department will charge, including parks and recreation, community development, and transit. And that's the North Coast News on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.